When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Anybody happen to see Anže Kopitar's goal the other night in Edmonton, the overtime shot? He got a beautiful touch pass off the left boards, sprung himself, had just enough space to make it a partial break, and just fired a bullet into the top far corner. The way a first ballot Hall of Famer does. A great moment involving a great player on the greatest stage in this beautiful sport. Good morning to you. Good Friday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. I'm a Kopitar guy. I'd never hidden that from anybody. I've seen him do things, including in person, including as a member of Team Slovenia, a country in the Balkans that is the population size of Allegheny County. And here's Kopitar out there with like a handful of dudes who know how to skate forward and backward at the only rink in all of Ljubljana, the capital of Slovenia. And he was just shutting down the Russians, and he's doing it right in front of Vladimir Putin, who's watching from behind the one net. Just blown away by this player. Those players, the Kopitars, the Connor McDavids, the Nathan McKinnons. And if you want to, you can throw Austin Matthews into that just because he's such an extraordinary regular season scorer, achieving 69 goals this season. And then a beauty to beat Boston the other night. These players belong in this tournament. With, I would say, very few exceptions, if you work your way around the world of sports, will you see truly great players not be in the main event? The best example, and I guess it's the most obvious one, is basketball. In the NBA, you have five guys per team, five starters. So your star player, and this is proven metrically, is going to have an outsized impact on the game compared to what they might in another sport. And the same kind of goes for quarterbacks and pitchers because of the immense specific control that they have over a game. In hockey, it's not as easy. It's not as easy. Even the greatest forwards are one skater out of 18. I want Sidney Crosby back in the playoffs. Now, I couldn't be stating something more plain. Something more, no duh, dude, this is what you've got for a subject today. But when I watch these playoffs, to me, it's not Pittsburgh that's missing. It's Sid. It's not the Penguins streak or the Penguins marquee value that's missing. It's Sid being able to do what Kopitar did the other night with the whole hockey world watching and applauding. The fact that these games are going on right now, some great games involving potentially great teams and definitely some great players without Sid is so awkward that I don't even know where to begin. I mean, at least Alexander Ovechkin is in the tournament. He hasn't played well, but he's there. You don't have to ask as a let's say a casual or a passerby hockey fan who's just turning it on, where's Ovi or where's that Russian guy for Washington who's chasing Wayne Gretzky? You don't have to ask that. He's there. I'm not about to criticize, believe me, the NHL's playoff format. I know there's a lot of discussion, especially since the league continues to both expand and talk about expanding even further to as many as 36 teams, that the playoff field would change. Gary Bettman said the other day on the eve of the playoffs that there won't be any change. It's going to be 16 teams for the foreseeable future, no matter how much the league grows. And I don't see eye to eye with that guy all that often, but I'm 100% behind that. I didn't even like when they expanded for COVID purposes. But this team, the one that's based here, needs to get back into the playoffs, and it might need to do so without necessarily worrying about how many rounds deep can we go, or is this team good enough to win it all? I don't know that that time frame exists. Sid's got another year on his contract. Let's say he signs for an additional two or three, tries to match up with whatever it is that Chris Letang's got going on, where Tanger's going to play till he's 40, which he actually will. I don't know that it needs to be a go-for-broke approach. I don't know that it needs to be, let's just sell off everything that we can for this purpose or that purpose, even if it's for getting younger. In other words, you can sell draft picks off for prospects. I don't know that you need anything excessive, but you need to get in, because you never know what can happen when you get in. I'll bring up the Florida Panthers yet again. They sneaked in last season only by virtue of the Penguins somehow losing at home to the Rockford Ice Hogs. The Panthers never should have been a participant. We never should have seen Sergei Bobrovsky rise up the way he did. We never should have seen Matthew Tkachuk look like that one player that every team in the league would trade anybody for in the moment. The Panthers came together as no other team did, including the eventual champions. They really, really pulled off something special. Why? They had the opportunity. And they had great players who needed the stage to show that they were that. Now, Sid doesn't need to show anybody anything. But get him in. That's not asking a lot. Get him in. Half the league makes it. When we come back, J1Q. Today's J1Q comes from Cody, who says, DK, if you think that Tristan Jarry's contract is so bad and untradeable, I suggest you take another look at the goaltending market. See what deals teams were willing to give Elvis Merzlikins, John Gibson, Cal Peterson, Jonas Korpisalo, Ville Husso, Jack Campbell. Mind you, those deals were signed before the big salary cap jump that's occurring this offseason. It's actually not that big, but we'll get there. Making Jarry's cap hit even more attractive. If they want to get rid of Jarry, it would be as easy as sending him to Toronto, New Jersey, Detroit, Minnesota, or Colorado for nothing. Cody, I hope you're right. I hope you are. I don't think you are, but that's just an opinion on my part, and yours is just an opinion on yours. We'll see how that ends up playing out. I do get the sense, and this would bolster your case more than mine, that the Penguins didn't try particularly hard, if at all, to move Jarry at the most recent NHL trade deadline. I don't know why they tried to move other guys. They did move a couple, one of them in particular, but they still have Jarry. They still have that contract, and they still have, I hate to say this, and this isn't attaching the entirety of Jarry's career to Kyle Dubas, because that wouldn't be fair. Dubas has presided over 1 year of it, but they still have that player who's yet to make that big step, who's yet to become that guy. Even in this scenario, look, I don't mean to diminish Alex Nedeljkovic or his career, or certainly not what he did for the Penguins over the past few months. But there's no way Ned should come in and be able to take that job the way he did. There's no way that Ned should be able to assert himself as the clear number one goaltender in a time of desperation. And oh, by the way, a successful span of desperation hockey in which the Penguins were beating some of the very best teams in the NHL in their own rinks, while Jari just sat there night after night after night. And the part that you don't see, and I do being a reporter, is all the extra time that Jari spends on the rink, as all backup goaltenders do, taking extra shots, working with the healthy scratches. It's kind of, look, the work pays well, but it's some pretty crappy work. And that's what he was doing out there. You're watching him and you're seeing this $5 million goaltender basically doing the equivalent of scooping up baseballs after batting practice. And don't think for a second, by the way, that teams around the league don't know this. They don't get their information by just seeing somebody a time or two during the season. They all have advanced scouts. They all have video studies. They all have analytical studies now. All of them. All of them. But they also can see the human patterns involved. They can see that every time things get significant for the Penguins, that they go with somebody else. Once more, though, look, I hope you're right. What's more, I hope Dubas acts on what you're saying. I could live with a goaltending tandem next season if, this is a big if, Joel Blomqvist shows that he can make the jump and that he won't get buried as a backup in which he doesn't have a chance to continue to blossom himself. I could live with a Blomqvist and Nedeljkovic start to the goaltending. And I could definitely live with what could be done with all that cap savings you'd get from getting rid of Jari. I appreciate the question. I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We're going to do another one of these on Monday.